Bien.
Let us read Psalm 1.
诗篇, 第一篇,
Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of the sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers.
为喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁。 按时候结果子,叶子也不枯干,凡他所做的,尽都顺利。
He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does, he prospers.
恶人并不是这样,乃像糠匹被风吹散。
Not so the wicked, they are like chaff, that the wind blows away.
因此当审判的时候, 恶人必站立不住,罪人在义人的会中也是如此。
Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous.
因为耶和华知道义人的道路,恶人的道路却必灭亡。
For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
我们一起祷告。Let
us pray.
主，我们实在感谢赞美你。
Lord, we indeed thank you and praise you.
在你面前实在就有满足的喜乐。
Before you, there is fullness of joy.
凡尝过主恩滋味的人，若就知道你是美善。
All who have tasted the sweetness of the Lord know that you are good.
主，早晨再求你用你自己的美善再来吸引我们。
Lord, this morning may you draw us with your own goodness.
让我们都能够起来快跑跟随你。
May we rise up and follow you.
你有永生之道。 我们还跟从谁呢?
You have the word of life. Who else can we turn to?
主，我们早晨求你亲自来祝福这段时间。
Lord, may you come and bless this time.
你把我们都藏在你自己翅膀的荫下。
May we hide us in the shadow of your wings.
求主垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
By the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的主是 何等的荣耀,
Our Lord is truly glorious.
我们的主是何等的丰富,
in him is fullness.
每一个愿把自己交在主手中的人,
All who is willing to put yourself in the hands of God.
每一个愿意奉献给主的人,
All who is willing to be sanctified to the Lord.
在他的生命中定规有许多奇妙的经历,
In him he will indeed have many miraculous experiences.
因为我们的主实在是这样的奇妙。
Because he truly is amazing.
如果我们真的是这样的一种的光景,
If we are living in this condition,
当我们读诗篇的时候,
When we read Psalms,
我们常常会有共鸣。
We will have a supply.
因为诗篇乃是属神的子民在主里面的经历。
Because Psalms are the experiences of God's people.
当我们去读的时候，我们常常得到供应。Often
when we read it, we are encouraged.
我们常常得到扶持。We
are supported.
我们也得到光照。We
receive light.
让我们真是有力量能够走前面的道路。It
gives us strength to walk the way that is before us.
所以，很多弟兄姊妹都非常愿意喜悦读诗篇。So
many brothers and sisters like to read Psalms.
主给我恩典，让我能够参加。 在 Katie 星期三晚上的聚会。
The Lord has given me grace that allowed me to attend a meeting on Wednesday night in Katie.
上个星期他们读到诗篇150篇。
Last week they read Psalms 150.
弟兄姊妹都非常喜乐。
And all the brothers and sisters were very joyous.
因为他们终于读到了第150篇。
Because they finally read to the last Psalm.
当我们在读的时候，我们发现那里面充满了赞美。
And we realized that psalm was full of praise.
而且不仅是赞美,
Not only praise.
那里看见一个赞美的人,
but a person who praises.
那么我们后来就问说, 为什么会有这样一个赞美的人?
Then we asked, why is there a person who prays?
有弟兄姊妹就这样交通。
And one brother shared this way. One sister shared this way.
她说, 因为啊, 这个, 这里有一个义人,
because there is a righteous man.
他走了一条义路,
and he has walked in a righteous way.
他从诗篇第一篇就开始走这条公义的道路,
and from Psalm 1, he had been walking in this path of righteousness.
所以当他一直走的时候, 走到150篇的时候,
and when he kept walking until he walked to Psalm 150,
这里面我们就看见一个赞美神的人,
and then we see a person who praises God.
当我听见这样的交通, 我里面感触很深,
when I heard this sharing, I was very touched.
我觉得走一条, 义路是何等的重要,
I feel that it's very important to walk in the path of righteousness.
我们在神的面前所走的道路是非常重要的,
I believe it's very important the way that we take before the Lord.
因为不同的道路, 它的终点是不一样的,
because different paths leads to different destinations.
当你走上一条道路的时候,
when you walk on a path,
不同的道路, 它的经历可能是一样的,
maybe these different paths may have similar experiences.
当你上59的时候,
when you get on 59,
当你上45的时候,
when you get on 45,
你发现有的时候两边的那个商店都是一样的,
you find that the stores on the side of the roads are often the same.
加油站也是一样的,
the same gas station.
甚至有的出口那个名字都是一样的,
even the exits sometimes may have the same name.
但是如果你在不同的道路上,
but if you are on a different way,
你发现那个 终点是不一样的,
you'll find that the destination will be different.
在属灵的里面也是一样,
spiritually this is the same.
如果我们只讲求经历的话,
if we only emphasize on experience,
如果我们只讲求, 做工的话,
if we only talk about doing work,
如果我们只讲求, 有些的赞美的话,
if we only talk about praise,
我们不必谈论道路的问题,
then we do not have to talk about the way.
无论你走怎样的道路,
no matter what way you take,
你都可以有差不多的经历,
you will have similar experiences.
你都可以有赞美,
you can have praise.
但是如果我们说那个终点的话,
but if we want to talk about the destination,
如果我们要成为一个赞美的人的话,
if we want to become a person who praises,
我们就必须要注重道路的问题,
then we need to worry about this path, this way.
主这样告诉我们,
the Lord tells us this way.
神是灵,
the Lord, God is spirit.
拜他的要在灵和真实里来拜他,
all who worship must worship in spirit and in truth.
神要这样的人来拜他,
God desires this kind of worshiper.
神要的是敬拜的人,
the Lord desires worshippers.
神盼望我们敬拜他,
Lord, the Lord wants us to worship Him.
神更要我们成为一个敬拜的人,
but more so, He wants us to become worshippers.
如果我们要成为一个敬拜的人,
if we want to become worshippers,
我们就必须注重我们所走的道路,
we must pay attention to the way that we are taking.
所以当我那样思想的时候,
when I consider this,
我觉得里面有负担和弟兄姊妹交通关于道路这件事,
so I had this burden to share with the brothers and sisters about the way.
早晨愿意借着诗篇第一篇和弟兄姊妹交通我们所走的属灵的道路,
and this morning I want to share with the brothers and sisters through Psalms the spiritual way that we are taking.
我们知道, 道路对于人来讲, 是非常, 重要的,
the way is very important for man,
特别是对人,
especially to man.
因为人对于道路有特别的依赖,
because man depends, has a special dependence on the way.
你发现有人住的地方, 就一定有路,
where there are people, there are always paths or roads.
如果你发现那个地方没有路啊, 你就知道那个地方很难看到有房子的,
if there are no roads to a certain place, you'll very rarely will you see houses there.
但你发现其他的受造之物啊, 却不是这样,
but you'll notice that the other creatures are not like this.
那个地方有马在那里住啊,
if there are a place where horses reside,
你不一定找到路的,
you might not find any roads.
你发现那个老鼠住的地方啊,
the places where mice or rats live,
你很难看到路的,
you will rarely see roads.
你看那个飞鸟, 他们住的地方也没有路的,
and where birds live, there are no roads.
人是特别, 依赖路的, 一个受造之物,
but man depends on the roads.
我们知道一切的受造之物都有一个被造的目的。
We know that all creation had a purpose in their being created.
他们被造就是为了要彰显神的荣耀。
And their purpose was to reveal God's glory.
但是人和这其他一切受造之物有一个不同。
But man has one difference between all the other creatures of God.
就是其他的受造之物，当它被造好以后。
And that is when all the creatures were completed in their creation.
它就达到了它受造的那个目的。
They have achieved their final purpose in being created.
但是人却不是这样。
But man is not like this.
当人被造好以后。
When man was created.
他需要走一段的道路。才能够达到神创造他的目的。
He must take a journey before he can finally accomplish God's purpose in his life.
我们发现人被造出来，他的可塑性是最大的。
We know that when man is created, he is the most malleable.
人被造的时候，他几乎每一样都是零，每样都是 zero.
Oh, everything. When man is created, basically he started from zero.
你看那个马生下来以后，几个小时他就可以跑了。
For example, the horse when he is born, after a few hours he can start running.
你看哪一个小孩生下来几个小时他就能跑
？Have you ever seen a baby who is born after a few hours starts running?
那个鲨鱼生下来满嘴都是牙齿的。
When the shark is born, his mouth is full of teeth.
你看哪一个小孩生下来满嘴都是牙，这是很可怕的一件事。
If you see a child who is born with a full mouth of teeth, it is a very scary scene.
其他的受造之物好像那个弹性都很小。
The other creatures they have very little flexibility.
这个好像那个硬塑料一样。
They are like the hard plastic.
如果摔坏了就没有办法补了。
Once you break it, you cannot fix it.
所以圣经上说天使堕落以后啊，这个神不拯救了。
And the Bible tells us that when the angels fell, the Lord did not save them.
但是他却救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔。
But the Lord saved the descendants of Abraham.
人好像这个那个软塑料是可以重新化掉，再重新制作的。
Man is like this, the soft plastic that can be recycled, melted again and reshaped.
人是在所有受造之物中非常特别的一个受造之物。
Man is truly a special creature in all of God's creation.
人为什么这样的特别呢
？Why is man so special？
因为神在万有当中拣选了人。
Because in all of God's creation, God chose man.
神要把他本性里面一切的那个丰盛的荣耀带到人里面来彰显。
God desires to put in man the character of His glory.
虽然诸天能够述说神的荣耀。
Even though all heaven declares the glory of God,
天上传扬他的手段
and the skies proclaim the works of his hand.
但是那个神的荣耀彰显的不够完全
But God's glory is not fully revealed.
不是在生命里面能彰显
It is not fully revealed in life.
神要将他的荣耀带到人里面来彰显
God desires to reveal his glory in
man. 神拣选了人
God has chosen man.
所以人是这样的尊贵。
That is why man has such an honorable position.
圣经上说，在神的眼中，甚至人是他眼中的同人。
The Lord says, the Bible says that God sees man as the apple of his eye.
但我们同时知道一件事。
But we also know, at the same time we know this.
一个最宝贵的事物。
Something that is so precious.
可以变成最不值钱的事物。
Can become the most worthless.
比如像爱
，For example, love.
爱是实在是太宝贵了。
Love is truly precious.
圣经上说，如果有人用他家中所有的财宝来换取爱的话，他就全然被藐视。
It says in the Bible that if a person exchanges all his wealth for love, he will be despised.
爱实在是太宝贵了。
Love is truly precious.
但当爱不单纯的时候。
But when the love is not pure,
当爱有掺杂的时候
when the love is contaminated,
这个爱就一钱都不值
this love becomes completely worthless.
没有人愿意要这样的爱
Nobody wants this kind of love.
人也是一样
Man is this also.
人是何等的尊贵
Man is so valuable.
但因着罪的缘故，人就成了虚空
But because of sin, man has become nothing.
人就不及虚无啊。
Man is less than nothing.
所以人今天不能够再走神命令他走的道路。
So man cannot walk in the way that God has commanded him to walk in.
在创世纪第三章那里告诉我们。
In chapter 3 of Genesis.
说通向生命树的那条路关闭了。
The way to the tree of life has been blocked.
人在地上成了无路可走的人。
Man has no way to go.
弟兄姊妹，一个人没有出路，这个人是绝望的一个人。
If a person has no way to go, he is a hopeless man.
我小的时候，家长常常这样来教导我。
When I was little, my parents often taught me this way.
你要好好读书啊。
Says you need to study hard.
将来你得有出路啊。
That way you can have a way.
如果你不好好读书的话
，If you do not study hard,
你没有出路的。
You'll have no way to go.
你顶多去扫地。
The most you can do is be a janitor.
所以那个时候我就觉得我不能够去扫地。
And I thought I cannot be a janitor.
我至少得有一个出路啊。
I need to have a way out.
我们做父母的，我们都很喜爱我们的儿女。
Our parents, as parents, we always love our children.
我们至少哈，最少的、最低的标准，你盼望他有个出路。
The lowest requirement you have for them is that they have a way out.
有没有哪个父母盼望自己儿女没有出路的？
Are there any parents that desire their kids not to have a way out?
一个人没有出路，他就绝望了。
If he has no way, then he will become hopeless.
弟兄姊妹，人在神的面前是无路可走的。
But before God, man has no way out.
都是因着罪的缘故。
All because of sin.
当然，人今天在地上走了很多的路。
But man has walked many paths.
所以有的一个作家说，世上本没有路。世上本没有路。
Oh, and an author wrote this. He says there are no roads in this world.
走的人多了，就成了路了。
But because there are many people who walked on this world, they became paths.
但是人所走出来的道路。
But the roads that man creates.
没有一条能够冲破死亡的拘禁。
There is none can break through the limitation.
没有一条能够走出虚空和败坏的辖制。
No way can lead us out of sin and death.
人在神面前是无路可走。
So before God, man has no way.
人在神面前是走投无路的。
Before God, man has no ways.
人在神面前是没有指望的。
Before God, man has no hope.
让我们每一个蒙恩得救的儿女，我们都晓得。因着我们的主为我们成就的救恩。
But each of us who is redeemed, child of God, we know that because of the salvation God has
accomplished, 他不仅仅赦免了我们的罪。
Not only has He forgiven our sins.
他不仅仅把永远的生命赐给我们。
Not only has given us His eternal life.
圣经上特别告诉我们，他给我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
The Bible tells us that He has opened up a new and living way for us.
从前那条通向生命树的路关闭了。
Formerly, this path to the tree of life had been closed.
但我们的主因着爱我们的缘故，
but because of His love for us,
他为我们成了这条通向父的道路。
He has become the way for us to go to the Father.
他使我们在神的面重新成为一个有路可走的人。
So that before God, we can become a people who have a way.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候我们说到神救恩的时候，
many times.We talk about God's salvation.
我们会讲到平安和喜乐。
We talk about the joy, the peace.
我们会讲到神加给我们的恩典。
We talk about the grace that God has given us.
但是主的话实在很清楚地告诉我们。
But God's words tell us very clearly.
神拯救我们有一个目的的。
God has a purpose in His salvation.
他要让我们恢复到神起初让我们所命定走的道路上。
It is to return us back onto the path that God had commanded us to walk.
他使我们重新有这样的资格来走这条道路。
Once again, He gives us the privilege to walk on this path.
我们蒙恩得救有一个目的，弟兄姊妹。
We are saved for a purpose.
我们乃是走道路的人。
We are a people who walk on the way.
当起初的教会人还不知道他们叫什么的时候。
In the early church, before people knew what to call them.
那个时候人都不叫他们是基督徒的。
They did not call them Christians back then.
那个时候人叫他们 people on the way, 是走道路的人。
They call them the followers of the way.
他们在世人面前有一个光明的见证。
Before man, they had this glorious testimony.
从前他们是无路可走的人。
Before they were a people without any paths.
今天他们是走道路的人。
But today they are a follower of the way.
他们知道他们蒙恩得救是有一个目的的。
They knew that they were saved for a purpose.
要达到这个目的是需要走一条的道路的。
And to accomplish this purpose, they need to take a journey on the
way. 这条道路不是人所定规的。
This way is not established by man.
这条道路乃是神所定规的道路。
But this way is established by God.
每一个蒙恩得救的儿女。
Each child who is redeemed by God.
神都把我们摆在这条的路上。
The Lord has placed us on this way.
所以保罗说他跑完了当跑的路。
That's why Paul said he had completed the race.
我们每一个人都有一个当跑的路。
Each of us have a race.
Have a journey.
Have a journey.
那么在希伯来书十二章那里也这样劝勉我们。
In Hebrews 12, it encourages us.
你们要除掉那个缠累你们的罪。
Says throw off everything that hinders.
放下各样的重担。
And sin that so easily entangles.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
And to look to the author and the perfecter of our
faith. 奔那摆在前面的路程。
And to run with perseverance the way that is set out for you.
弟兄姊妹，这件事是非常非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important matter.
在神的眼中，他不仅看重他的旨意。
Not only does the Lord look at his will?
他同时看重达到这个旨意的道路。
But he also looks at the way how to accomplish it.
因为我们的神知道什么样的道路就达到什么样的结局。
Because the Lord knows that the kind of way that a person walks on is the will lead to the destination.
所以当我们读旧约的时候
，When we read the Old Testament，
当神给每一个王在那里这一生啊写评语的时候
，When the Lord summarizes each king's life。
我发现很稀奇。
I find it's very amazing.
神给他们的那个审判都很短。
The summaries are all very short.
但是几乎每一个王都有一句话。
But almost every king has one sentence for them.
在他这一生中有没有行耶和华眼中看为正的路
？It is whether they walked in the way that was right before the Lord.
中文翻成事情 ，Chinese 翻成 matters.
Okay, the Chinese translation is that it's the matters.
但是在这个原文是道路。
But in the original text, the translation is the way.
他有没有走一条正确的道路
？Whether they have walked in a way that is right.
如果他走了一条正确的道路
，If they walked in a right way,
他的一生在神的面前有价值。
Then his life before the Lord is valuable.
如果他偏离了主的正路。
If he did not walk in the way that is right before the Lord,
他一生的果效
the results of his whole life,
可以说都不被神纪念
it is not considered by the Lord.
这件事是非常非常严肃的
This is a very important matter.
神实在是看重我们每一个神的儿女所走的属灵的道路
The Lord cares deeply about the way that the spiritual way that each of us take.
谁若拦阻我们走这条道路
Whoever blocks us from taking this path,
神要与他为仇。
The Lord will make him his enemy.
我们记得以色列人在旷野，他们走旷野道路的时候。
We know that when the Israelites were walking in the wilderness,
亚玛利人来拦阻他们。
The Moabites?
No.
The Ammonites.
Ammonites. Yeah.
The Ammonites came to block their way.
拦阻他们，不能让他们继续的走前面的道路。
They blocked them and did not allow them to walk in the way.
神在圣经里怎么告诉我们呢
？What does the Bible tell us?
他说我要世世代代与亚玛利人为仇。
He says I will become enemies with the Ammonites for generations.
说你们要把亚玛利的名号从天下涂抹。
You will erase their name from all under heaven.
弟兄姊妹，神实在是太看重这件事情。
The Lord truly cares deeply about this matter.
这件事情。决定我们能不能达到神在我们身上预定的那个目的。
Because this matter determines whether we can accomplish God's purpose for us in our life.
我们都知道神要让我们每一个人都成为他儿子的模样。
Because the Lord, we know that the Lord desires for each of us to become like His Son.
让我们都能够彰显他儿子的荣耀。
To reveal the glory of His Son.
所以他真的巴望我们每一个人。都能够明白这条道路。
So he desires for us each to understand the way.
他更愿意我们能够走在这条道路上面。
And he desires even more for us to walk in this way.
我们的神很少发怒的。
We know that our Lord is not easily angered.
你清楚在圣经里面，他很少很少地方在发怒。
If you count in the Bible, very seldom.
因为我们的神不轻易发怒的。
Because our Lord is not easily angered.
但是他向以色列人曾经发过烈怒。
But one time he was very angry with the Israelites.
为什么呢？
For what reason?
主这里在希伯来书这样告诉我们。
In Hebrews it tells us.
就说这个百姓心里迷糊啊，四十年了，竟不晓得我的道路。
Because they did not know his way after walking in the desert for 40 years.
中文翻成座位。
The
these. 中文翻成那个 these.
Oh, the in座位。In Chinese, the translation is they did not know the deeds of the Lord.
可是在原文实在是主的道路。
But in the original text, it's truly the way of the Lord.
他们四十年之久。
For 40 years.
他们竟不晓得主的道路。
They did not know the way of the Lord.
所以神说他发怒了。
And therefore it says the Lord was angry.
神说他要起誓。
The Lord bowed.
在圣经里面神没有几次起誓的。
Very seldom does God take vows in the Bible.
他说他们断不得进入我的安息。
They will never enter into my rest.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们真的求主怜悯我们。
So brothers and sisters, we ask that God gives us His mercy.
我们蒙恩得救了。
We are saved.
让我们不仅看重主的旨意。
Not only do we focus on God's will.
我们也看重达到这个旨意的道路。
But let us focus on the way to accomplish this will.
我们的主他是这样爱我们。
Our Lord, we know that He loves us.
他没有勉强我们。
He will not force us.
但他用他的慈悲来劝我们。
But he urges us with His mercy.
所以你看，在罗马书十二章第一节到第三节那里就告诉我们。
So we see in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 3.
一面他告诉我们要把我们自己完全的奉献在主的手里。
On one hand, he asks us to offer ourselves in God's hand.
一面他让我们查验何为神那善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And he also asks us to test God's will, the good, pleasing, perfect will of God.
他盼望我们都能够走在他心意的路上。
That we may walk in His way.
那么主的道路到底是怎样的道路呢？
So what is this way of the Lord?
我们参加聚会的时候，我常常听弟兄姊妹祷告主的道路。
When we gather together, I often hear the brothers and sisters pray about walking in God's way.
大家常常这样祷告，说十字架的道路。
And often people pray this way.
主啊，我要走十字架的道路。
I want to walk in the way of the cross.
确确实是十字架的道路。
Truly, indeed, it is the way of the cross.
有的弟兄姊妹祷告很多属天的道路。
And some brothers and sisters pray about the heavenly way.
属灵的道路。
The spiritual way.
舍己的道路。
The way of self-sacrifice.
这都是这个。都是指的这一条道路说的。
All these ways refer to this one way.
但今天早晨我们盼望借着诗篇第一篇，我们仔细的来看一看这个道路到底是怎样的一条路。
And this morning, let us look through Psalm 1. What is this way?
到底我们怎样来走这条属灵的道路？
How do we walk? And let us look at how do we walk in this spiritual way.
在第三节。
Verse
3. 就说他要像一棵树。
He is like a tree.
栽在溪水旁。
Planted by streams of water.
这里面说到栽树。
Right, in this verse it talks about planting a tree.
当主在这里说到那条道路的时候。
When the Lord talks about the way.
他特别想到一个比喻。
He uses this parable.
他说是栽树。
It is the planting of a tree.
我不知道大家有没有种过树。
I don't know if you guys have planted a tree before.
我种过树的。
I have planted a tree.
当我们种树的时候，我们要特别注重一件事。
When we plant a tree, one thing we need to pay attention to.
就是那个根。
And that is the roots.
所以这条道路啊，它是一个扎根的道路。
So this way is a way where we need to be rooted. A way of rooting.
什么叫做扎根的道路呢？
What is to take root? Way of taking root.
根呢是人肉眼看不见的。
The root is something that man cannot see.
就是我们在主的面前需要有隐藏的生活。
So that before the Lord, we need to have a hidden life.
在没有人看见的时候
，When no one is looking，
你有没有在主的面前认真的读过圣经
？Have you read God's word carefully？
在没有人知道的时候，你有没有在那里为弟兄姊妹代祷
？When no one's looking， have you prayed for your brothers and sisters？
没有人知道的时候，你有没有真实的顺服神的带领
？When no one is looking， did you truly obey God's leading？
顺服神圣灵给你的感动。
Are you obedient to the moving of our Holy Spirit?
有的时候主感动你给一个朋友传福音。
When sometimes the Lord moves you to share the gospel with a friend.
弟兄姊妹，当你顺服的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when you obey this moving,
你就扎根。
You are planting, you are taking root.
如果你不顺服的话
，If you do not obey.
你的根就扎不下去。
Then your root cannot be planted.
那个是人都不知道的。
These are things that man do not know.
孙女兄他给我们做见证说他这个闯红灯的故事。
Brother Godwin's son shared with us his experience of walking through red lights.
当我听的时候，我觉得这里有一个扎根的人。
And when I heard the story, I thought this is a person who has taken root.
我觉得那实在是在主里面扎根的一个人。
This is truly a person who has taken root before the Lord.
他那个属灵的根是扎的是很深的。
The spiritual root is very deep.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上说我们人心呢靠恩得坚固才是好的。
The Bible tells us that our hearts are strengthened through grace.
我们每一次扎根的时候
，Every time we take root，
我们就更加依靠神的恩典。
Once again, we depend on God's grace.
不是依靠才能
It is not by your talent
不是依靠势力
Not by might
不是依靠人多
Not because there are more people
有的时候有弟兄姊妹跟我讲看到聚会里人少的时候他们里面就开始摇动了
Sometimes brothers and sisters tell me that when they see that there are less people in the meeting their hearts start to waver
有一次他跟我说看见年长弟兄没在他们心就慌了
And when they see that there are no elder brothers and sisters they become anxious
弟兄姊妹我们要在主里面扎根。
We need to establish roots in the Lord.
我们不能够靠着外面的扶持。
We cannot look to the support from the outside.
一棵树啊，它能够站立得稳，它乃是靠它的根。
A tree that it can stand it is because of its roots.
如果我们不在主里扎根的话
，If we do not take roots in the Lord，
我们走不上这条属天的道路。
We cannot walk in this way, this heavenly way.
这条道路实际上就是扎根的道路。
This way truly is the way of taking root.
因为这条道路要结果子的。
Because this root requires that we bear fruit.
一棵树哈，一棵果树，如果它不扎根了
，If a fruit tree does not take root,
它就不结果子。
It cannot bear fruit.
从前我住在这个Dumbo 的那边的小房子里面。
Formerly I used to live in a small house near Dumbo.
我们的院子前面有三棵桃树。
In front of our house there were three peach trees.
每年都长叶子。
Every year they grow leaves.
就是不结果子。
But they did not bear any fruits.
所以我说，既然不结果子，我就想起主的话，说干脆把它拔掉算了。
And since it did not bear fruit, I remember the Lord's word. We should just
我真的去试试拔它，我那个树很粗的。
Or pull it out. And so I tried to pull the tree out, and the tree truly had it was very big.
我想我肯定是拔不动它。
And I thought I cannot pull this tree out because it's very big.
还没想到那棵树被我连根都拔起来了。
But to my surprise, I was able to pull the whole tree out with its roots.
我还以为说我被圣灵充满了。
I thought I was touched by the Holy Spirit.
后来我一看呢，原来它的根呢都烂掉了。
And then I realized that the roots had completely rotted out.
那三棵桃树我都把它拔起来了。
And the three peach trees, I was able to pull them all out.
如果我们要结果子的话
，If we want to bear fruit，
弟兄姊妹，我们要走扎根的道路。
We need to walk in a way to which establish roots。
当一棵树刚刚被栽种的时候
，When a tree is first planted，
我们都知道它需要扎根。
We know that it needs to take root。
但是当一棵树已经长大的时候
，But once a tree has matured，
我想很少人去想到它扎根的事。
So very few people think aboutthe matter of taking root.
但是我们在属灵的追求上，我们要一直的向下扎根。
But in our spiritual life, we need to continuously take root.
我们要向上结果。
We need to bear fruit above.
向下扎根，向上结果。我想这句话是大家非常熟悉的一句话。
Taking root below and bearing fruit above. I believe this is something that you're all very familiar with.
我从前以为这句话是出于诗篇。
Formerly, I thought this was from Psalms.
我觉得这句话太美了。
And I thought this is such a beautiful psalm.
诗篇找半天找不到。
And I looked in Psalms and I could not find it.
后来你发现呢，它不是在诗篇的里面。
And then I found out it is not in Psalms.
它是在这个列王记下的里面。
I found out that it is in 2 Kings.
在第十九章那里。
In chapter 19.
我说怎么会在这里出现这句话呢？
And I was wondering why does this word appear here.
如果你读那段故事你就晓得。
But if you read the story, you will know.
那么那个时候是这个亚述军队来围困耶路撒冷。
At that time, the Assyrians have come and surrounded the city.
那么西西家王就在神的面前来祷告。
And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord.
那么神就借着以赛亚来向他说神答应了他的祷告。
And through Isaiah, the Lord told Hezekiah that he has answered or listened to his prayer.
我们知道那个时候那个亚述王是何等的狂妄。
And we know that at that time how proud the king of Assyria was.
你们不要听那个西西家向你们说虚谎的话。
He said, don't listen to the lies that Hezekiah is telling you.
说这个耶和华能够保护你们。
That the Lord can protect you.
这个说我已经灭过多少的国家。
I have destroyed so many nations.
说那个哈马亚尔巴的神在哪里呢？
Where is the God of
西法瓦因的神在哪里呢？
Where are the gods of all these other nations?
西拿伊瓦的神在哪里呢？这些国的神没有一个能够保护他们的。
None of the gods of these nations were able to protect them.
难道耶和华神能够保护你们吗？
How can the Lord your God protect you?
我来攻你们，岂不是耶和华的意思吗？
When I come to attack you, isn't this the will of God?
西西家那一次真的在神面前迫切祷告。
And at that time, Hezekiah, honestly prayed before the Lord.
神垂听他的祷告。
And the Lord listened to his prayer.
他借着以赛亚就告诉他说。
And through Isaiah, he told him.
你不要怕这些亚述大军呢。
He says, do not be afraid of this Assyrian army.
我用钩子勾住他们的鼻子，把他们给牵回去。
I'm using a hook in their nostrils, and I will lead them back.
当他讲到这个神的解救的时候。
And when he talked about the salvation of the Lord.
然后就讲了这句话。
He said this.
向下扎根。向上结果
says, to take root downwards and bear fruit upward.
我从前就是这么读圣经的。
And formerly, this is how I read the Bible.
我这次读的时候发现我读错了。
And this time when I read it, I realized I missed something.
因为我差了两个字。
I missed two words.
仍要向下扎根，向上结果。
The two words was yet again, take root downwards and bear fruit upward.
弟兄姊妹。我们知道那一次神的拯救是何等的大。
Brothers and sisters, we know that salvation at that time was so great.
神就差派一个命令的天使，一晚上就杀了这个亚述大军185,000人。
The Lord has sent one angel and in one night destroyed 185,000 of the Assyrian army.
如果在我们自己的生命中，我们经历过这样的拯救。
If you have experienced this kind of salvation in your own life,
你盼望主向你说什么话？
What do you want the Lord to say to you?
主说：“你仍要向下扎根，向上结果。”
The Lord says, "Yet again, take root downward and bear fruit upward."
为什么？
Why?
因为当人在主里面有经历的时候，
Because when man has experienced God,
当人有点成就的时候，
When he has accomplished a little thing,
有一件事是常常被忽略的。
There's one thing that we often neglect.
忘记了往下扎根。
We forget to take root downwards.
以为说如果有这样的经历，
we think to ourselves that if we had this experience,
我的根一定很稳了。
My root must be well established already.
我一定很安全了。
I must be very secure already.
我不知道这篇诗篇是不是大卫写的。
I don't know if this is written by Psalm.
如果是大卫写的话。
If this psalm was written by David.
他一定在他晚年写的这篇诗篇。
He must have written this in his late in his life.
我们知道大卫曾经在主面前深深的扎根呢。
We know that David had established roots before the Lord.
他十几岁就被高作王了。
And when he was a teenager, he had already been anointed as king.
但是他服在神大能的手下。
And he was obedient in the hands of the Lord.
他在主的恩典里面扎根。
he established roots in the grace of God.
他有许多得胜的经历。
He had many victorious experiences.
后来他真的做王了。
And finally he became king.
他和周围的四位仇敌征战。
He had fought with all his enemies.
圣经上说，无论他到哪里，耶和华都与他同在。
The Bible says wherever he went, the Lord was with him.
弟兄姊妹，如果你是大卫王的话
，Brothers and sisters, if you were King David,
你感觉怎么样
？What would you, how would you feel?
你觉得你的根扎的牢不牢
？Would you feel that your root is secure?
你的根扎的深不深
？Is your are your roots deep?
我觉得很牢很深了。
I feel that it was very secure, very deep.
但是他没有仍向下扎根，向上。
Yet he did not yet again take root downward and bear fruit upward.
有，我知道，我们都知道他犯罪的那个经历。
We all know the experience of his sin.
我们可以这样的说，在他犯罪的那个时候，他一定没有扎根。
We can say this that when he had committed the sin, he had not been taking root.
他一定没有在那昼夜思想耶和华的话。
He was not.Meditating day and night on the words of the Lord.
在人看不见的时候，他没有在那里顺服主。
And when no one was looking, he was not obeying the word.
因为他一觉就睡到太阳平息。
And he slept all the way until dusk.
如果说一个人睡觉，这个如果睡下午觉还好，他是一觉就睡到下午平息了。
If he slept all the way from until dusk.
我们知道那个时候他生活是何等的放松。
We know that his life was very loose at that time.
他没有扎根。
He was not taking root.
非常的危险。
Very dangerous.
达比弟兄这样告诉我们。
Our brother Darby tells us this.
说一个人哈，如果他里面没有敬虔的实际
，If a person does not have the reality of piety,
他越多的摸神的事物，就越危险。
The more spiritual matters.He touches, the more dangerous it becomes.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我摸了很多很多神的事物。
Sometimes we touch many spiritual things.
有的时候觉得我们好像能够在教会侍奉了。
Sometimes we feel that maybe we can serve in the church.
我们觉得说，如果他能够站讲台的话
，If he can stand on the pulpit,
他在家里面一定能够爱妻子。
He must be able to love his wife.
他一定知道怎样来教导他的儿女。
He must know how to teach his children.
弟兄姊妹不一定。
Brothers, this.Sisters, this is not for sure.
如果他不扎根的话
if he does not take root,
如果不在神的面前仍然扎根的话
if he does not yet again take root before the Lord,
越是在外面有这样的属灵的侍奉
the more outward spiritual service he has,
实际上就越危险
the more dangerous it is for him.
我们都知道大卫的故事
We all know the story of David.
他跌倒了
He is fallen.
那次他跌倒了
When he fell,
我们感谢主，后来他又扎根了。
But then we thank the Lord that he took root after that.
如果我们忘记扎根
，if we forget to take root,
我们一生的果效很可能哈还会成为糠皮。
All the results of our life may become chaff.
西西家在他最后十五年他没有扎根。
King Hezekiah in his last 15 years he did not take root
那一次神拯救他他扎根了因为神提醒他
That time when he was saved he did take root because the Lord reminded him
后来他生了严重的疾病神又拯救他
And when he had gotten later on he had this great illness and the Lord
那次神没有提醒他
saved him and the Lord did not remind him that time
他没有扎根
And he did not take root
他向神求了15年的寿数
He askedThe Lord to add to his life 15 years.
这十五年在神的面前可以说都像糠皮一样。
But these 15 years before the Lord is just like the chaff.
在神的面前都不蒙纪念。
It is not worthy of remembrance.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道这条道路乃是扎根的道路。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know that this way is the way of taking root.
有一次我出去服侍。
One time I went out to serve.
我觉得那次主实在是怜悯我。
That I really felt that the Lord had shown His grace on me.
那个聚会里面大家都很蒙恩典。
And all the people in that meeting were touched by God's grace.
啊，就很高兴。
And everyone was very happy.
我很高兴。
And I also rejoiced.
还有点得意。
And I felt pretty good, self satisfied.
我回去祷告的时候。
And I went back to pray.
主就给我一句话。
And the Lord said to me,
你当走的路还甚远。你当走的路还甚远。
Oh, the way you have to take the journey is still far for you.
弟兄姊妹，关于扎根这件事
brothers and sisters, in the matter of taking root.
那恶者常常让我们来忽略这件事。
Are the evil one often?
这里说到恶人的计谋。
The wicked one always tries to make us neglect.
恶人的计谋让我们忘记扎根。
The way of the wicked all causes us to forget to take root.
让我们觉得我们只要有了属灵的侍奉。
We feel that if we have spiritual service,
我们就安全了。
We are secure.
弟兄姊妹，这是主在这里特别的提醒我们的。
The Lord reminds us here, especially of this matter.
那么后面他说，这个扎根呢，不是扎在别的地方呢，是扎在溪水旁。
Here it says, the root is taken not anywhere, but by the streams of water.
这个溪水乃是指的生命说的。
This water we know it refers to life.
这条道路实在是一条生命的道路。
We know that this way is the way of life.
那么这个生命的道路是和前面那个罪人的道路是完全相反的。
This way of life is completely opposite.
因为罪人的道路乃是到灭亡里面去的。
Opposite of the way of the sinner, because the way of the sinner leads to destruction.
主耶稣告诉我们，那个通向灭亡的路是宽的。
The Lord tells us that the way to destruction is wide.
而通向这个生命的路是窄的。
But the road to of life is narrow.
所以这条道路是一条窄的道路。
And this way is a narrow way.
这条道路不仅仅是扎根的道路。
Not only is this a way of establishing roots.
这条道路也是一条窄路。
But this way is also a narrow way.
很窄。
It is very narrow.
窄的有的时候你觉得过不去了。
So narrow that sometimes you feel like you cannot pass through it.
但是只有这一条的窄路才是唯一的一条通向生命的道路。
But this narrow way is the only way that leads to life.
这个有一个小孩子，一个小男孩 ，little boy.
There's a little boy.
他有一个酗酒的父亲。
He has a alcoholic father.
这个非常的凶。
And his father is very mean.
跟他说，你绝对不许和基督徒接触。
Says you are not allowed to associate with Christians.
说因为基督徒都是 hypocrites， 都是假冒伪善的。
Because all Christians are hypocrites.
说我不允许你去听福音。
I forbid you to go listen to the gospel.
不许去教会。
I forbid you to go to church.
那么这个孩子当然这么凶的父亲，让他不敢去。
And since his dad is so mean, he did not dare to go to church.
那么感谢主，在虽然他没有去教会，但是有一个弟兄啊。有机会就给他传了福音。
But thanks to God that even though he did not have a chance to go to church, a brother came to share the gospel with him.
他得救了。
And he was saved.
他每天呢，就是要在主面前来祷告。
And every day he prayed before the Lord.
他父亲喝完酒回到家里。
And when his father finished drinking and come home,
看见他在祷告。
And see him praying,
就把他揪起来。
He will grab him.
我下次再看你祷告。
The next time I see you praying again,
我用皮鞭抽你。
I will whip you with the leather straps.
这个又把他这个小男孩吓得浑身都是汗。
And the little boy would be so scared, he would be sweating all over.
但是他里面实在是这个知道主救了他。
But inside, he knows that the Lord has saved him.
他在他父亲不在的时候，他还是祷告。
And when his father is not home, he would pray.
那么他父亲那天回来的时候，又看见他在祷告。
And another day, his father came home and saw him praying again.
他说你要下次我看见你再祷告的话。你就从这个家里出去。
He says, next time I see you praying again, I will kick you out of this house.
但是这个孩子越祷告里面越有力量。
But this child, the more he prayed, the more strength he had.
他还是祷告。
And he continued to pray.
又被他父亲撞倒了。
And once again, he was caught by his father.
父亲把他就扔到门外。
And his father tossed him out the door.
走。
Says, go.
他是一个很小的孩子。
He's a very small child.
他没地儿走。
He had nowhere to go.
他不知道往哪儿走。
He does not know where to go.
然后他就去跟他母亲去告别。
So he went to go say goodbye to his mother.
他母亲也是非常怕他的丈夫。
And his mother is very afraid of her husband.
跟他这个抱一抱就让他走了。
So she just kind of gave him a short embrace.
然后他和他的哥哥姐姐都在那里告别。
And he said goodbye to his brothers and sisters.
当他出门的时候。
And when he left the house,
他跟他爸爸讲,
he said to his father,
说只要我活着一天,
he says, if I live for every day I live,
说我为你祷告,
I will pray for you.
他就这样就走了,
and he left.
走了很久的道路,
he walked a very long journey.
后 后来他发现有人在追他。
And then he found that there someone was following him.
是他的父亲。
And it was his father.
他父亲说，孩子，如果说信耶稣能够让你有这么大的能力。
He says, his father said to him, child, if believing in Jesus can give you this kind of strength,
我要接受这个信仰。
I want to accept this faith.
他的父亲蒙恩得救。
And his father was saved.
弟兄姊妹，这里有一个走窄路的人。
Here is a way who, here is a person who took the narrow path.
这个路非常的窄。
This path is very narrow.
他没有选择更宽的道路。
He did not choose the wide path.
如果他拣选更宽的道路。
If he chose the wide path.
如果他是好了，我就不祷告了。
He says, okay, I won't pray anymore.
弟兄姊妹，这个家蒙恩得救的路就被堵住了。
But then the path for this family's salvation will be blocked.
我们很多的时候为我们家人得救祷告。
Often we pray for the salvation of our families.
我发现我们家人得救祷告的那个路常常被堵住的。
And I find that often the path to our family's salvation is blocked.
因为我们常常没有走那个窄路。
And it is because, often because we did not walk in a narrow way.
我们盼望能够讨他们的喜悦。
We want to please them.
稍微妥协一下吧。
We said, okay, we'll just not worry about it.
如果你不喜欢饭前就不祷告了。
If you don't want to, you do not pray before your meal.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不走窄路的话。
Brothers and sisters, if we do not walk in a narrow path,
你发现我们家人得救路常常被堵住了。
You'll find that the path to our family salvation is blocked.
但如果我们肯走窄路的话。
But if we're willing to walk in a narrow path,
我们家人得救的路是宽的。
Then we find that the way our family's salvation is wide.
在家庭的里面。
In our families,
婚姻的路是很窄的。
The way of the marriage.
在圣经里面，给我们看见夫妻两个人所走的道路是非常非常窄的。
The Bible shows us that the way of the husband and wife is very narrow.
你绝不能走更宽的道路。
You cannot walk in a wider path.
有的时候两个人走不动了。
Sometimes the two cannot walk anymore.
因为路太窄了。
Because this way is so narrow.
两个人都挤在一起了。
And the two are squished together.
这个家好像都没有希望了。
It's like there's no hope for this family.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能走更宽的道路。
But yet we cannot walk in a wider path.
虽然世界的人可以走很宽很宽的道路。
Even though people in this world can walk very wide paths.
但是我们不能走宽的道路。
But we cannot walk on this way.
连那个想离开的思想都不能有。
We cannot even have the thought of leaving this path.
因为那是恶人的计谋。
Because that is the counsel of the wicked.
恶人的计谋想说你就走宽的道路好了。
The counsel of the wicked will say, why don't you just take this wider path?
有的时候在家庭的里面。
Sometimes in the family,
除非夫妻二人成为一体，你就不能够走过那条道路。
Unless the two becomes one, you cannot walk in this path.
因为那个路太窄了。
Because this way is so narrow.
有一个姊妹。
One sister.
她有一个不信的丈夫。
Her husband was not a Christian.
她这个丈夫对她信耶稣是百般的刁难。
Her husband was always persecuting her because
恨恶她。
And he hated.
讥笑他。
He would ridicule her.
凡事都与他作对。
In every way, he would go against her.
但是这个姊妹，她走的是条窄的道路。
But this sister walked in a narrow way.
不仅她没有想到过离开。
Not only had she never thought about leaving.
她更是顺服她的丈夫。
She even obeyed her husband.
她为她的丈夫常常在神的面前祷告。
And she often prayed for her husband before the Lord.
好几年下来。
After years,
没有一点果效。
There was no results.
她的丈夫变本加厉。
变本加厉。
就是 even worse.
Oh, her husband became even worse.
因为她先生的里面常常非常的气愤。
Because in him, he was very angry.
她只要发泄她的那个仇恨的话，她实在是觉得自己的这个日子过不下去了。
If he does not express his hatred and anger, he cannot live anymore.
因为这个姊妹越过越敬虔，越过越爱主。
And yet this sister, the more she became even closer to God, and she loved the Lord even more.
这个左先生呢，就决定说，要把他妻子杀掉。
And one day this husband decided that he's going to kill.
不仅杀掉他，要把他的两个孩子都杀掉。
And he is going to murder their children too.
而且说我自己要自杀。
And then he will commit suicide.
那我得找个借口。
He says, "I need an excuse."
他就想想，我这个来这个控告他来偷我的钥匙。
And I need to come up with an excuse. So I'll accuse her of stealing my keys.
所以那有一天这个下班他就很早下班了。
So one day he got off work pretty early.
他就这个回家的路上就到了那个一个河的桥上。
He on his way home he passed by a bridge.
他就把他的那一串钥匙就丢在了河里。
And he threw the set of keys into the river.
然后他就去喝酒。
And then he went to the bar to drink.
这个喝到这个很晚才回家。
And he drank until very late and then went home.
他太太呢下午这个下班就去买菜。
And after his wife, on the other hand, after work, she went to the market to go grocery shopping.
买一条大鱼。
And she bought a huge fish.
要给他先生这个做鱼吃。
And she made this fish for her husband.
当他这个去杀鱼的时候。
And when she went to go gut the fish.
他发现他先生的钥匙怎么在鱼肚子里面。
He found how come the husband's keys were in this fish's stomach.
他怎么想也想不明白，怎么。我先生的钥匙怎么在鱼肚子里面？
And it puzzled her greatly. Why are his keys in this fish?
然后他就把它洗干净，就挂起来了。
And she finished cleaning the fish and hung the fish up.
到了晚上之后，他先生一脚就把门踹进来，就说我的钥匙在哪里？
And then at night, her husband came home and he kicked the door open and said, "Where are my keys?"
他太太赶紧爬起来说，你的钥匙在这里。
And she got up and says, "Here are your keys, right here."
后来这个弟兄他自己做见证。
And this man he testified himself.
当他看见那串钥匙的时候
，When he saw the set of keys,
他所有的酒全都醒掉了。
He became completely sober from his alcohol.
跪在地下求神赦免他。
He knelt on the floor to ask God to forgive him.
那天他悔归向了主。
And that day he repented and turned back to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，道路是窄的。
The way is narrow.
有时候走不下去了。
Sometimes this way you cannot walk anymore.
只有这条窄路才真的是生命的道路。
But only this narrow way is truly the way of life.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌让我们走宽的道路。
Our enemy wants us to walk in a wide way.
当我们在侍奉的时候。
When we serve.
仇敌常常用宽的道路。
The enemy.
让我们用宽的道路。
The enemy wants us to take the wider path.
我们说大卫他有这样的经历。
And we know that David had this.Experience.
神告诉他那个见证的道路是很窄很窄的。
The Lord told him that the way of the testimony is a very narrow way.
我们知道在会幕里有很多的这个器具。
We know that in the tabernacle there are many instruments.
有很多东西你是可以用牛车运的。
There are many things that you can transport by the oxen cart.
但有些东西你绝不能用牛车运的。
But there are certain things that you cannot transport with a cart.
见证的约柜。只能够扛在祭司的肩膀上。
The Ark of the Covenant can only be carried on the shoulders of the priest.
那个见证的路是何等的窄。
The way of the testimony is narrow.
弟兄姊妹，当我们身体一同被他侍奉的时候
，When brothers and sisters as a body as when we serve him together.
有的时候主让我们真的走得窄到一个地，我们都走不动了。
Sometimes the Lord wants us to walk in such a narrow path we can almost not walk it anymore.
一个有一个教会他们。在买会所的时候
，when one fellowship when they were trying to buy a building，
这个他们想，因为他们的人数那个只有五六十个人
，at that time they only had 50 or 60 people。
他们的目标是买这个200到300人那么大的一个聚会的地方
，and they wanted to buy a meeting place that can hold 200 to 300 people。
他们好不容易找到了一个地方
，and after a lot of searching they finally found a place。
他们一起祷告。
And they prayed together.
大家意见都不一样。
But everybody had different opinions.
而且一次不要紧。
One time is not no big deal.
两次也是这，第二次也这样。
And the second time it was the same way.
持续了六年呢。
After 6 years.
这个人数在一直的增加。
And the numbers kept growing.
这个会所就一直买不下来。
And they could not buy this building.
因为大家这个就是不能够这个挤过这条道路。
Because they cannot pass through this narrow way.
大家太挤了。
It was too crowded.
神让他们如同一人呢。
How can they become one?
如同一人才能过去的。
Only if the Lord makes them one can they pass through this way.
他们继续祷告。
And they kept praying.
后来他们租的那个他们就是聚会租的那个教会啊，不让他们继续用了。
Finally, the building that they had been residing in, that they had been renting, they The landlord did not want them.
这个时候每个人都说 yes 了。
And at that they wanted to kick them out. And at that time they all agreed.
主给他们一个600人聚会的地方。
And the Lord gave him a meeting place that can hold 600 people.
哦，那个价钱比那个200-300人的聚会地方还要便宜。
And the price was even less than the 200-300 people building.
弟兄姊妹，道路是窄的。
The way is narrow, brothers and sisters.
但是只有窄的道路是通向生命的道路。
Only the narrow way leads to life.
神今天带领我们走一条的窄路。
The Lord leads us in this narrow way today.
这条道路不仅是窄的。
Not only is this way narrow,
主说这条路也是小的。
He says this way is a small way.
世界上的人都喜欢大的。
The people of this world likes to walk on the big way, the great way.
世界上人都盼望，其实世界上人做的事很小。
Even though the things that people do in this world are very small.
看他那个路是很大的。
But their roads are very big, great.
这个有弟兄就讲到说这个超级杯啊，这个一共才打一个小时的比赛。
The Super Bowl is only play for 1 hour.
Yeah, 这个但是呢，他搞的是差不多半年之久啊。
But it seems like it lasts for half a year.
这世界上的路。
The way of this world.
我们的神是做大事的神。
The our Lord does great things.
但是他让我们走的路却是小的道路。
Yet he wants us to walk in a small way.
这个小路啊，总是没有名的。
Because this way, the small roads have no name.
我去 College Station 有一次，他们带我去看牛奶厂。
One time, I was in College Station and they took me to a dairy farm.
这个他走一条路。我说这条路叫什么名字
？And we were on this road, and I asked, "What is the name of this road?"
这路太小了，这个政府不给它名字。
They said this road is so small, the government did not assign a name for this road.
弟兄姊妹，小路是没有什么名气的。
The little roads there are not famous.
在主里面，你看那些很有名的人。
In the Lord, when you see many famous people,
他们不是走大的路。
It is not because they.
他们不是走有名的路。
It is not because they walked in a great way.
他们都是走小的路。
Or they walked the famous way, but they walked in a small way.
我们都知道他是很有名的一个先知。
We know that Daniel is a very famous prophet.
你看他做的事都很小。
But you see that the ways that he walked in are very small.
他就在饭食上注意。
And he just paid attention to what he ate.
他就没有吃那顿饭。
He did not eat what they that
was given him. 很小的事。
Such a small thing.
但是他可以为神成就大事。
But he can accomplish great things for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，主的路是小的路。
Brothers and sisters, the way of the Lord is a small way.
我们很多的时候盼望做大事。
Often we want to accomplish great things.
但是主让我们从小开始。
But the Lord wants us to start from the small.
让我们走一个小的路。
He wants us to walk in a small way.
有的时候工作有些果效的时候。
Sometimes in your work you accomplish something.
有的不是你想大呀。
It's not that you want it to be great.
别人他让你大。
The other people want you to be great.
我们读圣经，我们知道，当这个有一个天使启示老约翰的时候。
We know that in the Bible, when the angels were giving revelations to old John.
那个约翰就圣经说要伏伏拜他。
And it's, the Bible says that John almost wanted to bow down to worship him.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天有人要伏伏拜我们怎么办呢？
Brothers and sisters, what happens if somebody wants to bow down and worship you today?
哦，他说你真的是主的仆人呐。
And they say, truly you are a servant of the Lord.
按理说主的仆人应该是地位最低的。
By logic, the servant of the Lord should be in the lowest position.
今天人家说你是主的仆人的时候，那是抬得很高很高的。
But today, when people call you a servant of God, that is lifted up.
主的仆人。
A servant of God.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候人家说我是主的仆人。
Sometimes people call me the servant of God.
明面真理来讲，确实是对的。
This indeed is true. I am a servant.
但另外一面，你真的知道那个很难过的一件事。
But also on the other side, it is a very difficult thing.
我觉得那个天使对老约翰说的话很好。
I know that I think what the angel said to John, the old apostle John, was great.
我和你同做弟兄的都是做仆人的。
Says you and I, with all the brothers, we are all servants.
他说都是做弟兄的。
We are all the brothers.
因为我们都是弟兄。
Because we are all brothers.
对吧？当那个约翰来拜这个天使的时候
，When the apostle John wanted to worship this angel，
这个天使说了一句非常好的话。
The angel said a great，
千万不可。
Says you cannot do this.
弟兄姊妹，千万不可。
you cannot do this.
因为什么时候在这件事上我们中了那恶者的计谋？
In what matters have we fallen into the counsel of the wicked?
马上我们有可能站在罪人的道路上。
Then we may walk in the way of.
甚至我们会坐在亵慢人的座位上。
And we may be seated with this, with mockers.
我们知道主实在是爱我们。
We know that our Lord truly loves us.
他盼望我们来走这条属天的路。
He wants us to walk in this heavenly way.
这条路是一条扎根的路。
This is the way of establishing roots.
这条路是一条窄的路。
This is a narrow way.
这条路是一条小的路。
This is a small road.
是人可能瞧不起的一条路。
It might be a way that men despise.
但这条路确实能通向生命。
But this is the way that leads to life.
这条路确实通向父的宝座。
This is the way that leads to the throne of our Father.
那么在这条道路上，我们的主他常常会帮助我们。
And on this road, our Lord will help us.
常常会带领我们。
He will lead us.
这里面大卫，这个诗篇的作者说：“唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。”
Says, "Blessed is the man, in who delights in the law of the Lord, and on His law he meditates day and night."
因为神的道路都启示在主的话语的里面。
Because all of God's ways are revealed in the law of the Lord.
主的话是那样的严谨。
The words of the Lord are precise.
你说主的话实在是那样的那个。你说是那样的窄
the words of the Lord are
多一点都不可以少一点也不可以
are so precise that it cannot be added to a little bit or taken away a little bit
所以当我们这样常常读主的话语的时候
when we read God's word
主会帮助我们来走上这条窄的道路
He will help us to walk in this narrow way
走上这条生命的路
to walk on this way of life
而且后面还有一点是非常重要的
and there's one more point
他说啊，第五节。
In verse 5, that's very important.
他说啊，这个在审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，在义人的会中，罪人在义人的会中也是如此。
It says here, the wicked will not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous.
因此，如果我们盼望哈，我们常常能够走主的路。
If we want to walk in the way of the Lord.
一面我们要好好的读圣经。
On one side, we need to read the Bible very carefully.
一面我们需要站起来。
And the other is that we need to stand up.
在旧约那些祭司，他们侍奉的是都是站着侍奉。
In the Old Testament, when the priests served, they all served standing up.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要起来侍奉。
We need to stand up to serve.
你需要看看你的根是不是扎下去了。
You need to see if your roots have been established.
有的时候我们如果不侍奉的话
，If we do not serve,
我们以为我们扎得很牢啊。
We think that our roots are very secure.
我们觉得我们这个路很窄。
We feel that our way is very narrow.
我们觉得我们也很小，那个路很小。
And we've walked in a small road.
弟兄姊妹，你站起来侍奉看一看就知道了。
But if you stand up and serve, then you will see.
你先看看你能不能站立在这个福音朋友的面前。
First of all, can you stand before your gospel friends?
一个人如果今天不能够站立在福音朋友面前，我想将来他也不会站立在义人的会中。
If a person cannot stand before his gospel friends, how can he stand in the assembly of the righteous?
有一次我给我的同事传福音。
One time I shared a gospel with my coworker.
那你还给我讲啊？
He's like, you say this to me?
你做那些事我们都知道。
I know all the things that you've done.
你是谁我们还不知道吗？
I already know who you are.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们在朋友面前我们都站不住。
If before our friends we cannot stand.
我不相信我们在主面前我们可以站得住。
I do not believe that we can stand before the Lord.
如果我们在弟兄姊妹当中起来侍奉
，If we stand up among our brothers and sisters to serve,
神会用很多的风来吹我们。
There will be a lot of wind that comes to blow.
有很多的艰难让我们来经历的。
And we will experience much suffering.
你才知道你的根是不是真的扎下去了。
Then you will know whether the root has been.
你才知道你走的路是不是真的是一条窄的道路。
Then you will know.If the way you're taking is a narrow way,
你才知道你是不是真的是走那个小的路。
Then you will know whether you've taken the smaller road.
求主让我们都起来侍奉。
I pray that the Lord will cause us all to stand and serve.
让我们为了能够走在这条主的道路上。
That we can all walk on this way of the Lord.
让我们都起来侍奉我们的神。
That we may all stand to serve our Lord.
好让我们能够向下扎根，向上结果。
That we may take root below and bear fruit above.
主所看重的，愿我们也看重。
The things that the Lord sees, may we see those things as well.
愿主向我们说话。
May the Lord speak to us.
一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们真是感谢赞美你。
Lord, we truly thank you and praise you.
你的恩典是何等的丰盛。
Your grace is abundant.
你不仅仅赐给我们诸天各样属灵的福气。
You have given us all the spiritual blessings from heaven.
你不仅仅让我们能够有这样尊贵的地位。
Not only have you given us such an honorable position.
你今天更来呼召我们。
But today you call us.
让我们成为一般走道路的人。
You call us to walk in your way.
主，愿你的圣灵来开启我们。
May your spirit open us.
让我们看见你的心意。
That we may see your will.
让我们看见你的道路。
May see your desire and your way.
我们愿意把自己奉献在你的手里。
Lord, we are willing to offer ourselves in your hand.
我们愿让你的手来带领我们。
That you will lead us with your hand.
让我们都走在你命令的道路上。
That we may walk in the way that you command us to.
让我们在这地上的年日的里面。
In all the days of our life.
真的能够被你来改变。
That we may be changed by you.
都能成为一般敬拜的人，
that we may all become worshippers，
一般赞美你的人，
people who praise，
让你得着真实的敬拜，
that you may receive the true worship，
让你得着一切的荣耀，
that you may receive all the glory。
听我们的祷告，
listen to our prayer，
靠主耶稣基督的名，
by the name of Lord Jesus Christ。